And we're on the podcast with my buddy Mike Anthony.
What up, dude? Oh,
I thought you were
real
say...
name Mike Jones.
Hey, who?
Oh, wait, can I say that?
You can do whatever you want to do. All it's right, your cool. podcast. Mm-hmm. But I thought you were gonna talk about Brandon.
Yeah, my buddy Brant, but no.
Oh, no, I hate you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, no.
Well, if y'all been fucking each other in the ass, I think y'all be cool.
No, yeah. I can't really hear anybody all that much in my headphones, bro.
Check once.
I can hear everyone perfectly.
If you just make this studio better. Hey, yeah. We're recording Third Wheel Network, right? Is that what it's called this week?
Sure.
You fucking idiot.
Third Wheel. Is that what this?
Whoa.
Is that the big wheel?
Yeah, the big wheel's third wheel. Because, it's third wheel. I don't know. I actually know how that
I counted.
You keep on going up and down. What? Which one am I?
Mike, check. Turn my headphones up.
All right, good. Now go get me a coffee, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Out of the kindness.
You just need to spit in that bitch and be like, ooh, how's that? Creamy.
Sorry, man.
But for real, we are recording at Third Wheel Studio. Hit up Nolan. Hit up Nolan if you're in the LA area and want to record a podcast, because we love doing it here, right?
Brandon? I'm having a good time.
So oh, yeah, I'm having a great time.
Mike Anthony is our guest.
What up, sir? How you be?
Welcome to the pod.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Brandon and Nolan, for getting this dude some fucking coffee.
Yeah. Thank you, Nolan. excuse me.
All up in the mic, huh?
I don't give a fuck.
We like to get intimate with our listeners.
Got it.
So we just if we sneeze, we do it right in the mic.
Okay.
If we got anything,
Kurt, but if I got a fart, I just do it into the mic.
Yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So, Mike Anthony.
What's up, sir?
Sorry, I'm just coming off a cold, dude.
Yeah, man. How did you get that?
I don't know. I quit juuling, quit nicotine.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. And everyone's been sick in LA. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone's...
Have you noticed?
I've been out of town.
Oh, that's right.
So
St. Louis.
My immune system might be really hypersensitive, so I'm going to go see the Joker tonight, so I might get sick from the seats.
Probably.
Nice.
Or shot up. I don't know.
I don't think anyone's in theaters there because people are afraid. Actually, I just don't think anyone's there because...
They've already seen it.
Everyone sees movies the opening weekend now. They don't see them after.
And I'm grown, so I'll wait. New Star Wars come out, I'll wait till fucking February.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm going to just spread out, so.
Yeah.
How old are you?
39.
39. Okay, you look young as fuck.
Hey, we get squeaky.
Yeah.
We maybe don't crack, but we definitely get squeaky. It's that cocoa butter.
Like don't crack, they get squeaky.
How old are you?
35.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You look terrible.
Wow. Okay, this is a running theme on
there
this
we
podcast.
Go. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How fat I am.
And ugly.
Oh, y'all talking about Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just kidding.
How and I guess I you're the handsome one, right?
Yeah. Hey. If you want, yeah, I am. Guess how old I am.
Guess how old you are. Mm. All right, you fucking with this old ass dude, 35. So you may be up there, 33, 34.
Really? Oh, 25. 25. 25.
You look good, though.
I don't
you got
know,
some
man.
More drinking and drugs to do. Then you just age terribly.
Yeah, so we look this. We look the same age, sort of, me and you.
25.
25.
You just start to be able to fucking rent a car. You're such a baby.
Oh.
Yeah, he looks like shit.
Yeah. Sucks.
That fucking crack baby.
All right. Hey.
Speaking of drugs.
Yeah.
Mike and I met in a support group.
We met in an alleyway.
We met in an alleyway.
Smoking meth.
I was like, hey, would you like some shrooms? He was like, I kindly pay you Wednesday for some shrooms today.
I probably met you at comedy clubs too.
Definitely in passing, because you just like with everyone's face, just like when I saw Nolan, I was like, I've seen you through either the walk from the store, from the car, parking lot at Fred Segal, and you've been doing it for years.
Yeah, I've been 7 years, 7 years since November.
And I'm working at the Improv, I've seen a lot of faces.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, we definitely got those faces to recognize, so.
Yep.
So, where you at right now? You're about, you're just a couple days behind me, almost 4 months.
118 days, I think it is.
So, how you feeling?
The past couple weeks, not great.
Because you were sick.
I've been physically sick and mentally just what's happening?
And now, did you ever take medicine before you was, while you were drinking and using, you used to take medicine, right?
What do you mean?
NyQuil?
Yeah.
Are you taking NyQuil now?
No. I've taken some sleep aid.
Okay.
Tylenol PM, I guess.
Got it.
Talk to my sponsor about it. He says it's all right.
Which is crazy, Brandon, because sometimes you're just you can go relapse off of NyQuil.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, right.
Which is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because some people are there's a little bit in the alcohol and NyQuil.
Yeah.
I finna go out.
Yeah.
And, you know, what go out means go out.
I used to get buck wild on NyQuil when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Sipping
I used to drink
on some scissors.
Yeah. No, like I used to drink NyQuil when I was a kid. Well, like not like it was a thing. You would drink it like just enough.
Robitussin.
Yeah, just enough to get you a little loopy. And then you try to stay awake and fight sleep while you're on it, and then you see things.
Which is great, because I used to do the same thing playing video games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I used to play in the video games getting fucked up off of NyQuil.
Yeah.
off of, you know, just straight medicine. What about you, Nolan? You ever take non-really usable drugs to get high?
Did you guys ever do a quercetin, triple C? Did you guys ever do that?
Mm-hmm. I remember there's people that OD'd off of triple C.
Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
What's that?
It's like a cough medicine. It was same shit, but you had to take like, if you took like eight or more, you'd be super high.
Yeah.
And I think it's like a super common, I don't know what drug is in it, but it's in a bunch of other stuff. I did that one time. It was awesome. One of the best nights of my life.
Really?
Like last week?
No. No. Dude,
I'm an adult. I use real drugs now.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, no, I did that when I was 15, and it was great. A lot of fun. I wouldn't recommend it like for permanent use, but for one time. If you're the type of person that can't only do it once, then don't do it. But if you can do it only once, I had a blast.
If you could drink and drive once, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
Other
you're
than
set.
That, just
yeah,
stop.
Dude, you're invincible.
You got one DUI. You just cut it out. You got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what's the deal with NyQuil? Like, if there are some alcoholics who, if they have NyQuil,
I mean,
they'll drink vodka or something?
Yeah, they'll just go straight into other thing. I mean, what's even the drink that, kombucha.
Right,
people would drink kombucha and be like, oh, I just all of a sudden just not need a drink. And I don't know if I was going to tell you about the documentary 13 Step. Have you heard of it?
The bar in New York?
No. That's actually a bar, huh?
Yeah.
But no, there's a documentary called The 13 Step, and they were talking about people that was in the program, talking about how people in the program are scaring them, like, oh, if you have NyQuil or kombucha, you can be shooting heroin the next day. Which is the complete extreme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's going to be like, oh, man, just since you're smoking a little bit of weed now, you're going to be smoking crack tomorrow.
All right, because the truth is, I had a little bit of NyQuil 2 nights ago.
Relapse.
And you didn't feel like fucking going crazy?
No, not at all.
Did you feel a little like, I got a little buzz?
Yeah.
Brandon.
No, he texted me a bunch of shit.
Are you his sponsor?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm so fucked up right
so
now.
So fucked up.
I took 9 shots of NyQuil.
Yeah.
I felt like I was on NyQuil, like I was sleepy and I went to bed.
Right, exactly. You didn't want to go out and fucking find strippers. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all. But my first sponsor, I'm on my second one now, I like him more. My first sponsor, he would have counted that as a relapse.
Okay.
It's too strict for me. Like, sometimes if I have a really bad cold and I'm not sleeping, I'm gonna take some NyQuil, dude. Anyways, so
yeah.
If you take ibuprofen, you relapse, and you might as well drink. That's right.
That's kind of how I was feeling. Like, I had
I'm just kidding.
First thing when I was going through the program, like I started in April, and then I'll take that back. May. And then I realized in April I had like 37 days of sobriety, no alcohol, but I was still smoking weed. And they was like, oh, you're not supposed to smoke weed. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to do cocaine then. So I'm going to just do everything and then just start my date back over.
Yeah.
Because that's just really how it is. It was like my sponsor had talked about, like, how free do you really want to be? Like, do you just want to be not dependent on anything? And I was like, I just want to be free as I could possibly be. So I gave up the smoke.
Yeah,
gave up the smoke. You still smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke.
You don't smoke weed?
I used to. I used to do it quite a bit, and I just stopped because I was like, I don't have the brain for it. I just don't. Like, I don't. Like I freak out very easily.
Get paranoid.
Yeah, I freak out very easily on most drugs.
Got it.
So
you sober too, or?
Yeah. I mean, not sober. Like, I drink, but I don't, like, I don't drink.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
This guy over here.
Fucking identity crisis. Yeah. We're going to fucking change in this bitch. You don't want to see me when I'm drunk.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not like that, but I drink.
Got it.
Everything
else. When's the last time you got drunk? Like
last week.
Okay.
Wait. What is drunk? Ooh, that's drunk? I've never been that.
I don't know. What is drunk?
And that's how I drink. I drink to get, I don't drink to be like, oh, this is acquired taste. You know, fuck that.
Yeah.
Dude,
do I have a problem?
Nolan?
Probably.
Nolan blacked out on Sunday.
Can you stop?
Oh, really?
Because people who say that they like that, they're like, I never get that hammered. I get hammered regularly.
Is that that's how the only thing way I'm going to do it.
It's great. I love
it. I'm going to do
it. But how regularly?
At least twice a month.
Oh, twice a month? Yeah, you're fine.
Nothing. Hammered.
That's not bad.
We're talking fucking out.
Throwing up.
Not blackout, though.
Like, are you not showing up to do your job?
No, see, I take care of my shit, yeah.
Are you driving drunk? Have you hit a kid?
No. You know what I have. Yeah, I have that. I have done that.
I've murdered three children.
I'm doing good, though.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Kid's fucked, but I made it.
My car is fine. The kid's done.
Yeah.
Huh.
Cool, I don't have a problem.
Okay, cool, yeah. Well, I mean,
well, back to the addicts of us.
Yeah, yeah, you guys.
Ryan, when did you figure that she was like, yo, I need to check this shit at the door?
My therapist told me I was an alcoholic about a year ago, and I was like, no, I'm not. My mom had told me that before.
Okay.
Then my dad came out as an alcoholic, and I was like, uh-oh. Then I found out my mom was also in the thing. I was like, what the fuck?
It's in my genes.
And then, my hangovers were getting super dark. I've talked about it on the podcast already.
Right.
So that's my story. My hangovers were getting super dark. And I was like, I'm going to try out sobriety.
Was your career taking a hit?
Yeah. Yeah. I just wasn't posting. I'm still not.
As much.
Yeah.
Well, performing too. Like, was you just like unable just to perform? And
I had missed one gig. I missed a commercial audition because I was hungover.
There you go.
I missed two gigs.
And you was like, fuck this.
Hangover slash two gigs. Super anxiety.
You missed two gigs? It's okay. You can get another hard drive. That's the worst joke I will ever make on this podcast.
And
that was the worst
and
joke.
The funny thing is,
I'll
I saw
make.
Him waiting in the chamber.
Yeah.
He was like a coiled snake. He was like ready, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I spotted it and I was like, oh, there's no way I'm not
I'm
doing
going
this.
In for
I
the gig get.
Gotta do it.
You had a smile on your face as you're saying
it. Yeah. I knew. It was something special, dude. Sorry, go back to your addiction story. I apologize for making my hard drive joke.
I want to hear about Mike's. Everyone's already heard my
fucking
sob story.
I mean, pretty much just like everybody, you know, you drink and smoke through high school and that. So I've already been introduced to the nightlife and drinking and everything. And then moved out here to California. And then
and you're from St. Louis, right?
St. Louis, Missouri. Yep. And I would always, when things go well, you know, you book something, let me have a celebratory drink. Oh, something bad goes to happen, let me do a celebratory drink. And then I just start drinking. Whenever good shit happened or bad shit happened, it doesn't matter. It's just a Tuesday. Let's just drink. So start doing that. And then it started getting really even more heavier when my mother passed. And then I just got a little bit depressed about it. And then I was like, I was just drinking. And I was like, let me just go ahead and bother with getting extra drugs. Let me just drink, because getting extra smoke or getting extra coke or anything else was taking more time for me just to get to drinking. So I was like, if I could just drink I knew it was a problem when I didn't know they start selling alcohol until 6 a.m. at Ralph's. And I would get there at like 5:40. Mm-hmm. They're like, we don't start selling until 6. And I was like, I'll wait 20 minutes.
Wow. Were you?
I got a problem. So I like vodka at 8 a.m. You know what I'm saying? So I would drink. I would be like on my off days, like I'm off Thursdays and Fridays. So I would be off and literally off. I would wake up at like 5 in the morning because I'm naturally a morning person. So I wake up at like 5 in the morning and then run like 5 or 6 miles. Maybe don't look like it, but I would run 5 or 6 miles. Get done about 7 o'clock, take a shower, go to Ralph's, get a bottle of Sky Vodka.
Wow. Mm.
No plug. I mean, if y'all got, you know, investors, you know what I'm saying? So I'll get some Sky Vodka, maybe the big jug, maybe get some soda or whatever I'm going to chase it with, and then I'll be drinking for at least 2 hours from 8 o'clock till 10:30, and I'm like, all right, I need to eat before I get sick. I would eat, have food ordered to me, bring, you know, Grubhub or whatever, have some food come, and then I'll get sick, throw up, wake back up at like 7 p.m. and repeat the shit. So I would do that for like 2 days straight. Mm-hmm. So come back to work on Saturday, I'm already fucked up. And y'all got like delivery coke. Y'all deliver coke out here. You know what I'm saying? They got so I get in with, you know, just being in entertainment, access. That's why what kills all of our favorite heroes, access to the shit.
Yeah.
And not having the right people around me, like, nah, you don't need to do that shit. You're not having people to block that shit. That's why I kind of feel what killed Michael, because you didn't have anybody around him protecting him from himself. And I think that's a lot of problem with a lot of us entertainers.
And Michael as in you, right?
Me as Michael, yeah, yeah. Me as in Michael Jackson, me as in insert any celebrity that's or any person Michael that, Jackson. You know, by their demise of their own doing. So I was doing that, and like you, I was missing gigs. I was missing paid gigs, fam. I'm like, yeah. People put you on flyer. I'm like, nigga, you didn't even show up. Your name's on the flyer. You didn't even show up. And then it got bad when I'm, you know, you promoting to your people. Your friends come out and be like, oh, I'm going to come out and see you. I'm going to come out and perform. And you don't even show up. And I'm like, I could have stayed in St. Louis for this. So
yeah.
I was realizing that. Wasn't feeling well. I was feeling, getting achy pains in my chest and in my side. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm literally killing myself, and I don't give a fuck. So 4 months in the game right now. 4 months, I got my chip. So
yeah. Oh, nice.
I'm just sticking to it.
Oh, so you just got sober. That's great.
Yeah, 4 months. Like I said, I was doing it in April. This is my first go at it. So I messed up in April. I was still smoking weed. Man, I love smoking weed. Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I miss weed.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we would have been great weed buddies. I still actually roll blunts for my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I still get her drink, and I still roll blunts. And I was like, damn. I still like there's sober bartenders. They still pour drinks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like Pookie in the crack house. You know what I'm saying? Like doing crack and making up the crack rocks. I'm like, oh, man, I just put one of these. I can just... No, I'm straight. I think I'm good for right now. I mean, I could get squirrely. I'm like, let me do some step work. Let me go ahead and read. Let me pray. Let me meditate. Let me hit a meeting. I'm just happy and thankful I got the tools to do what I need to do so I don't have to go out and use.
Yeah.
Because that relapse shit, boy. Going back to get a welcome chip and ugh.
Yeah.
We got egos. We got egos. We don't be like, oh, this nigga started back over?
Yeah. What was your detox like?
What you mean?
Anything physical? Like sweating or anything?
No, I didn't really have, like, I didn't really, like, get sick. Because I know how some people feel like you quit the Juul. You say you got sick.
Yeah, that, and I might have just gotten a cold, too.
You know what it is? My energy from all the extra sugar that I was getting from shots. Nigga, I'm eating all the ice cream.
Okay.
All the ice cream. Ice cream bars, the Twix, the Snickers. Yeah. I mean, if it's sweet and it's cold, I'm eating it, bro.
Right.
I'm eating all the candies. I went home and I had some brownies with no weed in them. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Brownies taste good without trying to get high. You know what I'm saying? That's so
funny. I was sweating nonstop for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I wasn't even drinking like a shitload.
Yeah.
But just sweats. Remember on a few podcasts, I said like I sweat every night in my sleep?
Yeah.
Elton Casty was on that episode. And he was like, that's not normal. And I was like, yeah, I know, it's not. I don't know why it's happening.
I've always been a natural
alcohol.
Sweater.
Mm. Yeah?
I've always been a natural sweater, yeah. Even in school, I would be writing, and I just write my name, just sweating.
Yeah, I feel like I sweat kind of a lot too, my balls, you know?
Yeah. Especially, I mean, I feel like that's just, you know, that's just you. I don't think that has anything to do with the alcoholism.
Right.
No, I'm just...
I think you got a swamp ass constantly.
Really?
I think that's what you got.
Just have a disgusting package. Just kidding.
Yeah. You still got jock itch?
No, actually.
Oh,
no.
My God. Did you tell everybody that? Did you tweet that out?
No. Might as well.
No, I did. I thought about it.
About saying I have jock itch on Twitter?
I did tweet, it's been a really difficult summer for my balls. And then someone said, like, jock itch back, dude.
Jesus.
So how did you get rid of it?
I think
it's funny. Did it just go away?
Just a lot of airing out my balls. Brandon gave me head a bunch.
That's a stone cold lie. Not a bunch.
Stone cold.
Not a bunch. Like once or twice.
No, I'm just kidding. I've just had one physical ailment after another after getting sober, dude.
Got it.
And I complain about it a lot in this podcast.
Yeah. That and in the rooms. I've been there watching you share it. I'm like, nigga, calm down. Jesus, it's not that bad.
Yeah, my last year was just like, I'm sick. Anyways, that's it. I just wanted to vent.
Which is, you feel better.
I definitely
feel better after, I mean, just like with comedy, I mean, any outlet, drawing, doing the paint.
Yeah.
Who skate? Is this you?
Yeah.
You feel better after you skate, don't you?
When I skate, I feel amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Do you run?
Especially,
do you still run?
Oh, yeah. I definitely do. I definitely still run.
So, hold on. You're saying you just can't exercise when you have jock itch.
My doctor advised me, he was like, avoid sweating.
But okay, so jocks, it's called jock itch. So jocks get the itch. But jocks have to continue being jocks and doing it's... football or whatever jocks do.
Can females get this jock itch? Because they are just as athletic as...
Yeah.
They can't? Okay.
Jock itch comes from jock straps. That's what the name comes from.
You've been wearing a lot of jock straps?
No.
No?
What? How did you
naturally
get it,
then? Is it contagious? Were you around a bunch of jocks?
You just...
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I just had a bunch of jock straps around me.
Yeah.
Just like how women get on their period cycle, just hanging around all the women. Yeah. Their period. Oh,
it's athlete's foot. Just humidity and moisture. You can get it.
So you have athlete's foot on your balls.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jesus, Lord. Could,
or I did.
What a diagnosis.
How's the dating life going?
in the thing, you're not really advised to date, Michael.
Oh, well... That's why my marriage is going swimmingly.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that sarcasm?
No.
Why would you think it was sarcasm?
You know when black people our voice go up an octave? Yeah, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm straight. Or I'd be like, man, it's not going well. You got some white girls around.
Okay. I haven't been dating at all.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
No worries there.
So it's just you and the jacket.
But I haven't been wanting to date.
Have you been like
just me and my jacket?
Just me and the jacket.
Have you been doing anything sexual at all with somebody else at all for how many months?
His
dick is sober.
I banged a girl once. I've had sex once in 4 months.
Whoa. Okay.
Is that the normal batting average or
no?
Okay.
No.
I was like once every 4 months.
Yeah.
Slump.
All right.
Slump.
Yeah. Jesus.
It would be a slump if I've been trying to get laid.
There you go.
Mm.
I'm not swinging.
Oh.
I've swung once and hit. I'm batting 1,000 motherfuckers.
There you
nice
go.
Nice try trying to bring me down.
with my jock itch.
So how long did the jock itch end? It's over right now, right?
I think it's over.
But I think
the fucking medication for the jock itch created other skin problems.
Oh,
really?
It made all of my skin more sensitive.
Fucking doctors don't know shit, bro.
Yeah, dude. You got to just let it sit. You know what I mean? Marinate, run its course.
There it is.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I haven't been exercising. Because I literally sit and wait.
I think you got to exercise it out, man. You got to sweat it out.
Yeah, you got to sweat it out.
You got to exfoliate it through exercise.
So I got to do...
Like some colds.
Yeah. Mm.
So I got to literally do what... caused it. Sweating.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's like hair of the dog for your balls.
It gets worse before it gets better.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
MD Nolan over there. Doogie. Brandon, what you do for exercise?
I just go to the gym.
Okay.
I just like run or weightlift or whatever. I just go for like an hour. I just go in and just start doing stuff. Just
got
like
it.
Go on machines, lift weights, or like run. I don't know. I just, but I need to do it every day for like, for the same reason that Noel needs to soul skate every day.
Yep.
Since he's a soul skater.
Yeah.
Soul, because it's for your soul.
Yeah, it's for his soul.
There you go.
Well, that's also something from a movie called Brink, which was a Disney Channel original movie back in...
Inspiring.
Yep.
97, probably.
Mm-hmm. Brink. Yeah,
97. Mm-hmm. It's about guys that skateboard and...
Actually, rollerblade.
Rollerblade.
Oh, yeah?
How dare you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sorry,
shit.
Totally forgot about that. Okay, so yeah, they rollerblade.
Okay.
And they're really passionate about it. And then there's these...
Rival
rollerbladers.
That whole arc was around a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Rollerblading.
But just like the whole sports competition, you know, the rival gangs, the ski movies.
We have to...
Be the best skiers.
Yeah, be the best skiers. Yeah. We have to do the event.
Mountain.
Yeah, we have to like win the whatever charity event to pay for the auditorium or something that's going to get shut down.
Yep.
There's always a center about to get shut down.
We
got to rebuild the center.
Yeah.
That was in break-in. That was in everything.
Right.
That we got to get the school. They're taking down the school.
Yeah,
I learned how to rollerblade here.
Yeah.
They're cutting the drumline program.
They're cutting the drumline program. Exactly.
That saved me.
We got to save it.
So you're from St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
So St. Louis, what's it like growing up there?
That's why I was in the program. There's nothing else to do but to get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But no, there's a lot of other things to do. I mean, you play basketball, baseball.
Listen to Nelly.
Listen to E-I-E-I, uh-oh.
You work for TMZ?
I do.
What the fuck? What do you do there?
I'm a field producer.
So you go around spotting
celebrities? I'm in the field getting the information, getting the interviews from peoples.
That's wild.
It is wild.
I've seen your Instagram.
My Instagram at The Real Mike Jones.
And how do you know what these celebrities look like?
Here's the thing.
You just know
how do I know what I look like? You know what Tom Brady looks like.
Well, no, but like, how do you know where he is? Do you just get like
in this crazy part where we're at in society, people check in.
Yeah.
People are constantly telling people where they at. And then if you got people that's like investigators and you got people that's like trying to do pretty much detective work, you got PRs, you got managers and people, like, hey, my client is such and such, such and such. We're going to be here eating at this location at about this time. We'll be wearing this. So,
So they almost deliberately ask for it.
People want it, because it's free publicity on their behalf.
Mike.
Yeah.
Can you spot me and Brandon one day walking out of the studio?
It'll be a slow day. It'd be a very slow day. It'd be a very slow day. I was like, Harvey, I got two guys.
I've been on TMZ before.
Doing
They stopped me in the street, god damn it. I was a Vine star, okay?
What is Vine? I'm just playing. I live off Vine, you know what I'm saying? But nah, that's dope. How long ago was this?
I felt cool. It's like three or four years ago.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I mean, is Vine still popping?
No. Vine's been dead for 3 years.
It's been Brian killed it, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was all his fault.
It was like, oh, we got
to
stop.
That's actually why they walked up to him like, hey, so how does it feel to be responsible for the death of the Vine?
Wait, I can find that in an archive. Are you serious?
Yes. No,
that's not what they said.
Yes.
I've got the murderer of Vine.
I've got the guy that took the whole thing down. Damn. So, Mike, so the way of doing this now is not like Nightcrawler where you have like
I'm not moving the body. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going right there before the cops come.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, let's make this shot even better.
Not like that, but like, you know what I mean? The finding out how people are.
Well,
like seeking it out. Like do you take like
hours?
Well,
the thing about him,
and
he was kinda like a stringer, like the show on Netflix, Shot in the Dark.
Okay.
So they're stringers, and these people are listening to, they got police scanners, and they're like, what we doing, we just pretty much interviewing celebrities. Mm. So that's the news. It's not like, oh, there's a fire, there's a protest, unless there's some kind of celebrity angle attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really run too much of those type of stories, unless it depends if it's like huge, huge news and everybody's just talking about it, then that's something that we'll do, but you know. But for the most part, getting information, like Ryan, they just pass it around like, oh, this person knows this person. And then they're like, oh, well, I know a person that works for TMZ. Let's possibly have them do a setup. So there's either setups. You're going to know what Tom Brady looks like. You're going to know there's like 1,000 people following this person with a big ass. It's got to be a Kardashian. It's got to be just certain things that you just kind of know. And just being fans of Vine, you can recognize this ugly ass dude. So there's all these different types of elements on how they get content and run stories.
I will say I felt pretty fucking cool. After that.
Somebody recognized you.
It was TMZ.
It's a credible news source, and they recognized you for your talent. It's not like, oh, this is the scumbag that drugs to fucking this person that OD'd. This ain't Michael Jackson's doctor. And I'm like, oh, he's famous because he murdered the pop.
he murdered
the king. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. You're famous for a good reason. You're famous for off your talent instead of, you know what I'm saying, of the other.
This alcoholic Ryan Dune
found vomiting in a dumpster in an alleyway.
Exactly.
We want to know his thoughts on
we're gonna ask his thoughts on
the upcoming election.
Exactly. Who are you gonna run for? What do you think about Kamala Harris? He doesn't like her.
Yeah. I was actually never a puker. Barely ever puked.
Oh man, that was how I got my second wind.
I was a tank. I just kept going. Blacked out. Totally blacked out. Fully functional. Well, not fully, but walking around talking.
Do you make good money from TMZ? Like, is that where you make the majority of your money?
That's where I actually left working at the Improv.
Do you ever have to, like, make fun of a celebrity? Like, be mean?
You
ever encouraged
when I was on the show, like, when I was on the show a lot, I would just chime in and say what I felt. Just kind of like, you know, you roast a little bit. Like, I remember when they had one of the Prince's baby, for instance, Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I guess he had his wedding and he was in all these pictures and I was just talking shit. I was like, he's hosting his own wedding, you know what I'm saying? So you know, just little jabs here and nothing where I can feel like, oh man, that they're gonna get me blocked. They're gonna block me on Twitter or when I see him, it's like that, we're gonna be throwing hands. But no.
TMZ seems relatively harmless. The paparazzi has a terrible reputation.
Well, the thing about it is that the brand for TMZ is kind of like, you know, what's the point of closing and burning a bridge?
Yeah. Okay.
Whereas, and that's like most of the content, and that's pretty much the bread and butter there.
Well, I think they say, you know, I don't want to like say provocative, but those journalists or paparazzi, they'll say shit that's like controversial to get a reaction because they want they want a freak out on camera. Like they'll, that's much more sellable than.
I'll put y'all hip real quick. The Paps is the nickname for paparazzis.
Yeah.
So you got Paps and you got these guys like Pap. And they'll do things like doorstep. They'll sit on someone's. They'll get a like a address of some celebrity, and they'll doorstep and just sit on like whoever's in the news right now. They're probably three or four Paps post up on their property, close by their property, and they'll write down their license plates and they'll follow them. Whereas in us, we're just like, oh, I'm over here at Fred Segal getting lunch, and it just so happens here comes insert any celebrity, and they're like, oh, now I'm going to give him, and now it's fair ground. Mm-hmm. We're all in the public domain. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be awkward unless it's the person that, you know, they got some shit going on they don't want to talk about, and got to talk about the hard stuff. So,
yeah.
Have you interviewed a celebrity that you're freaking out about, starstruck?
Oh, there was a moment. There was somebody that I really, really liked, and of course, in this business, it was Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle?
Got Dave Chappelle.
Nice. Woo!
And, you know, just working at the Improv, and then going to the store, you'd be like, you just missed Dave. Oh, yeah. You just missed Dave. And I'm like, man, fuck. And the first time I get to meet Dave, I'm working. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of the gift and the curse, where it's like, oh, I'm getting paid to actually talk to my hero.
Mm.
But also I'm letting him know that this is, I also do comedy, but I'm knowing you that I'm doing this first.
Right.
Yeah, so it was dope. They actually used it on the show too. And, It was a great moment. I got to meet Chappelle, and then I met him again. And another huge one, Michael Jordan.
Really? Mm.
Michael Jordan.
What was he
and,
like?
And the dope thing about it is, it's like, let me tell the backstory of the story. Was a few months prior to seeing Jordan, MJ, Space Jam. I mean,
Space Jam,
list goes on. But I saw Mark Wahlberg. He was in Beverly Hills, and he was like in a intimate little area behind this ATM with his wife, and they were all kissing and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I got Mark Wahlberg. I know he's cool. Let me go ahead and interview Mark Wahlberg. You know Mark Wahlberg.
Kind of.
He said, kind of Boston, you know. But no, I saw Mark Wahlberg.
I met him.
He was with his wife, and I was like, let me get an interview, you know. And he was like, oh, not right now. You know, next time I see you, we'll go through all the questions and everything. And I'm like, all right, then bet. I put the camera there, and walked up the street, and he stopped me. He was like, hey, next time I see you, we'll go through the questions. I give you everything. So this time, I'm waiting for him to come out of Ebaldi's restaurant in Beverly Hills. He comes out with Michael Jordan, and his kids all wearing Jordans. So I was like, what the you know, so it was a great moment. Jordan was dope. Mark Wahlberg was dope, and
Michael Jordan was friendly?
He was, hey, I don't know what they say about any other time, but he was friendly to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because of was definitely nice. He was definitely a nice man. He was definitely dope. And I couldn't say anything bad about Mark Wahlberg or Michael Jordan. Anytime that people's like, oh, he had a bad experience, I'm like, people are just like people. I mean, celebrities are just like celebrities. Sometimes you just have a bad day. Yeah. Sometimes you might have jock itch. Some days you don't feel like skateboarding. You know what I'm saying? So
never,
but he said never. I got to keep my soul right.
Every day, dude.
Every day, bro.
I met Mark Wahlberg. He was super nice. I was shocked. He remembered my name after 2 hours.
There you go. Mark's
a
dude.
I was like, whoa, that's why he's Mark Wahlberg.
I can easily say Mark Wahlberg is probably one of the nicest dudes I met in Hollywood.
Yeah?
Yes. Nice. Like, consecutively. Like, I've seen him multiple times doing this job, and he's always like, what up, man? And maybe, obviously, you know, you want to promote your brand, but I just think, and that's why I always rocked the Nipsey Hussle pin, because Nipsey was that dude on and off camera. Just like how you can see somebody perform, they're different on stage than where they are in real life. Granted, you know, it is what it is, but some people are just that same exact person. Like you see Snoop. Snoop is that dude from the records to interviews to see him on the street. You know, some people are just that person, but some people, they put it on for the camera.
Yeah.
And Nipsey was not that dude, and that's why I was hurt when I heard that he had passed away.
I didn't know anything about Nipsey Hussle. I feel like... Until most white people didn't know about him.
Well, I think some people that's just like with skating. If you're in that culture, you know what's going down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like I was really into skating, but I don't really know what Mike McGill and fucking Tony Hawk is up to. But I know that there were names and I know what they were doing. I knew about.
I didn't know Mike McGill. Who's that? Skater?
Skater. Old school skater.
Yep.
Shit.
But those are just things.
You're out of the loop in general.
How about Arlo Eisenberg, inline skater, rollerblades? I think it's Orlo Eisenberg, maybe.
Hmm. Is that DVS shirt?
I don't know. I don't know him.
Is that a DVS shoe shirt?
What about Jesse Eisenberg?
Mm-mm.
Actor.
It's actually a shirt I got.
He was in Adventureland.
Yeah. When I was rapping.
Mike, thanks for being on the pod, dude.
Hey, thanks for letting me be the third wheel, bro. I really appreciate it. And I love the big wheels.
Let me know when you want to spot us outside the studio for TMZ.
Oh, we can do a setup. Like I said, it'll be a slow day. Can I plug a couple dates real quick?
Of course!
Okay, I'm going to be at the write-off room October 28th. It's on a Monday at 8 o'clock.
Okay. That's what this should be out by then.
Okay.
Oh, wait, maybe not. You got anything in November?
Well, how about this? 2020, March 16th to the 22nd, I will be at the Laugh Factory
with
the big homie Adam Ray.
Nice.
Very nice.
So,
Hollywood Laugh Factory?
Laugh Factory in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Featuring for Adam Ray?
Yeah.
Excellent, dude.
Featuring, hosting, I'll be doing whatever he needs me to do.
Cool.
Yeah.
Steve Marshallek, Ross Miller, you're donating $25 a month, I think, to Patreon. Thank you.
You haven't checked it for months, have you?
No.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Nicholas Caprio, you're donating $100 a month. I know. Thank you for that. And shout outs to Matt Brown, our previous guest, who's going to be taking over our Patreon and taking probably like just like, I'll give him 2%.
Yeah, man.
We make like $8 a month from that. So. All right. I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.